Yeah, we can put it on. If that's what you want. I know you're sick and tired of watching alone. You didn't have to say anything, I could tell. You doing okay? I don't know. I can tell when you're feeling run down. Well, she's asleep, finally. I put her in bed. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to last. If we hear screaming in the other room, we'll know, but... Oh. When is that? I need to, like, check my calendar. Because I want to be there. Oh my god, baby, of course I want to be there. I was there for the first ultrasound. I'm going to be there for the second. Of course. Of course. Because I want to see. Yes. Oh my god. Yeah. Love. Yeah, I get it, but the first one is just as important as the later ones. And I won't see much, but it's something, and I want to see it. Yeah. I love how you thought you weren't pregnant. You were so adamant that you were not pregnant again. You were. But I could tell all the signs were there. Your crazy cravings. Baby, you wanted breakfast food for 3 weeks. And not just any kind of, like, I couldn't make you breakfast food. We had to go to diners. And you were peeing constantly. Also, you were sick for 2 weeks. You were, like, throwing up every morning and randomly during the day. And smelled weird. And you're like, no. I just have a UTI and food poisoning. And I was like, no, you don't. You were so adamant you weren't pregnant again. I know. We weren't expecting it. But I'm really happy. And I'm really excited. And I know... You're going to be putting in the heavy work. You're going to be carrying him and or her. So, I get it. It's going to be a lot of work for you. I'm just the idiot that provided part of the DNA to make it happen. But baby, I promise I'll make sure this pregnancy is way easier than the last one. I will. Besides, I'm like super ready. The first time, I kind of had an idea what I had to do. This time, I have it on lock. I know exactly what you need, when you need it. I know exactly what months to expect, what things. And I know. Baby, I don't care. You can get all moody as much as you want. You can yell and scream and ask for ridiculous things. I'm ready for the 5 a.m. McDonald's. Yes. I'm ready for all of it. And besides, I know how much the line, my wife is pregnant, please, I need X, Y, and Z works now. So, like, you will never not get the thing you want. It is amazing how much people will help you out when you just say, please, I know you guys aren't serving McDonald's breakfast all day, but my wife is pregnant. And then all of a sudden, the guy's like, oh, okay, don't worry. I'll get you that Egg McMuffin at 3 p.m. It'll be fine, baby. Besides, we've like nailed this parenting thing. Oh yeah. I mean, more or less. We're like this close to potty training. Okay, maybe like this close, but it's like coming along. Honestly, by the time you give birth, potty training will be like done. We've mastered the potty. And yeah, I know. But baby, I got this. You can relax. Like you put in so much work. I'm going to try to make this pregnancy the most relaxing, perfect pregnancy you've ever had. I know you've only had one so far, but I need to make sure this one's really good so I can convince you for another one. maybe, if you're up for it. Maybe down the line. Yeah? Okay, I'll pause the show. Clearly I'm being distracting. But seriously, I got you. This one is not going to be as stressful as the last one, I promise. I know. But we know what to expect this time. We really know what to expect. So we got this. I promise you we got this. You're a great mom. You're an amazing mom. You're like the best mother ever. No, I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying that. It's true. You're a fantastic mother. Our kids, because it's plural now, are so lucky to have you. They really are. And there's no way I could do this alone. No way at all. You are my rock when I think things are going too crazy. And I hope I'm yours when, you know. I know. I know we have a long 9 months ahead of us, but we got this. We're a team. I'm going to pick you up and carry you as long as you need. No. Even when you're 9 months pregnant, I can still pick you up and carry you. Yes. Yes. I love you so much. There's no one else in the world I want to do this with. Truly, there's no one else in the world I want to do this with. So, no duh, I'm going to go to your first ultrasound, and the second, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and as many as we need to go to. And I'm already ordering the prenatals for Amazon. Yeah, it's just going to be the same stuff, baby. I know, but it's better to have it and not need it than not have it and need it. Did I say that right? It's the perfect time too, baby. It really is. A 2-year age gap is like perfect. Yeah. At least I think so. I know. It's gonna be okay though. We got this. We truly, truly, truly got this. Of course, I'll put back on the show. I won't distract you. But I will cuddle you. Deal. Deal.